Hello?
Hello?
Is this John?
This is Joe. Who's this?
Joe.
Oh, Joe I meant. Joe, sorry, not John. Joe. Hi.
Hi.
Do you have some students there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Well, why don't we start then? We'll start by letting you know who's here, and then if you can tell us who's there. Oh, shoot. Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. So, Kate, this is Kate and Amy. It's, what's today, the 24th of September, Monday, and we're calling the health class. So, who's there?
Katie. Eliza. Yeah.
Katie? Hi. Hi, Katie. Anybody else?
Okay.
Hey, Joe, is there any way the students can come closer to the phone? They're really hard to hear.
We didn't work for some reason, so we're having technical difficulties on this end.
Okay, no problem.
And the students ask their questions, I'll have them come up to this phone.
Sounds good. Okay, well, why don't I start with a little update on where we are, what we're doing first?
Okay.
We're about 1,200 miles from Cape Cod now, and we're in the Labrador Sea, and we are about 6 hours away from the mooring site where we're going to put in our instruments. And the weather has gotten worse since the last few days, and it's pretty rough now. It's about, the seas are maybe 10 feet high, and the winds are maybe 20 miles an hour. So we're holding on, but still moving along pretty quickly towards our site. And we're hoping to put in all the instruments tonight, starting about 9 o'clock tonight. And we'll be working all night long. So that's about where we're at. Do you have some questions?
Yep.
Okay, when you have a question, I want you to come up to the phone so they can hear you. So, Alyssa, why don't you come up?
Well.
Okay.
Now, first you start by saying your name. Okay, the phone's here, so just talk now.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Okay, here's Kate. Just a moment. Yeah. Hi, Alyssa.
Good afternoon, Kate.
It's Kate.
Good afternoon, Kate.
Good afternoon, Alyssa.
I'm very great. How are you doing?
How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Yes. Do you have a question, Alyssa?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you have for lunch today? When you were on the
what
ship?
What did I have for lunch what did I have for lunch today?
Yeah.
Good question. For lunch today, I had a veggie burger with lettuce and tomato on a roll.
I love veggie burgers.
You love veggie burgers. I know. We have them at Perkins, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Does Katie have a question? Oh, what did I have for breakfast? Was that Katie's question?
Yeah, it's mine. Yeah.
Okay. For breakfast, I had oatmeal with brown sugar and raisins.
Oh, I love oatmeal.
It was delicious.
I love oatmeal.
You love oatmeal, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Good.
So,
great. Good job, everybody.
Brilliant.
So we'll see you. I will talk to you soon again. I will see you next week. A week from today, I'll be back in the classroom. And I'll see you again in 1 week. So time to say goodbye to you, and then the next group is going to come in. Right, Joe?
Right. They're actually here already.
They're
here already. Okay.
We have students from...
So we'll have them introduce themselves.
From math class.
The math class is there.
One student who's in the Braille class who wanted to come and listen in and ask questions. So I'll have Josh start by introducing himself. He's in the math class.
Okay.
Mr. Broden's math class. And Josh, if you have a question, you can go ahead and ask. You're right by the phone, so you don't have to worry about speak loud, okay?
Okay, Kate, I have a question for you.
Is this Josh Canning, my former biology student?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hi, Josh. Nice to talk to you. So you're talking to me. You're taking math this year with Marilyn, right?
With Kristen Broten.
I'm sorry. This is Kristen's class, right? Kristen Broten's class. Is Kristen there also?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So Kristen's there, and you're there. Who else is there, Josh?
Emily Steinson and Corinne Olson.
Okay. Emily Steinson and Corinne Olson. Okay, great.
Yeah, and that's all we have.
In the math class. All right.
Yeah.
Is Mark Cadigan there too?
No. He actually goes to BC High now.
Right, but he was coming in from the Braille class, so I thought that was today, but maybe I was wrong. I know he goes to BC High now. That's right. Okay, do you have your question, Josh?
Yeah. Was it scary at first going up to outer space?
I'm not in outer space, though, Josh.
I mean,
I'm on a ship.
Wherever
I am. It was a little scary the first day. It was a little bit like going to outer space. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Did it feel like that? It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first day I was a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah. Does Corinne have a question? Or Emily?
Emily, why don't you go ahead and then Corinne, since you're by the phone now.
It's Emily.
Hi, Emily. It's Kate. Do you have a question for me or for Amy?
For you.
For me, okay.
How many times did you go on one of those ships? Is this like a thing that you get to do like every year or something?
No, this is the first time I've ever done something like this, Emily.
Oh, wow.
This is a very special project that Perkins has with Woods Hole and with Dr. Amy Bauer. And this is the first time that a teacher from Perkins has ever gone out on a ship like this.
So you're a pioneer.
I'm a pioneer, that's right. I feel like one, especially today, when the seas are a bit rough. Great question.
Corinne?
Hi, Corinne.
How are you?
Do you have a
My question is, what have you guys been doing today?
What have we been doing today is your question, Corinne, huh? Okay. Well, we've been getting ready to deploy the moorings. Maybe Amy can talk to you for a while. You remember Amy, and you were here last summer. You came in the summer program to visit, and let me have Amy tell you about what's going to be happening today.
Cool.
Here she is.
Cool.
Hi, Corinne.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good.
Today we've been planning for putting in the instruments in the scientific year that we're going to put that in tonight,
Oh, cool.
Starting around 9 o'clock. and to put everything in. So what have we been doing today? We've been planning to do that, making sure we know who's going to have what job on the deck as we put in the instruments, who's going to lower the wire, who's going to hold this rope, who's going to carry this gear. We've been working all that out. And then we've been taking some naps because we're going to be up all night long working when we would normally be sleeping. So we've been catching up on some sleep.
That's cool. I hope you guys, despite the weather, I hope it works out well for you all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, the weather, yeah, the weather is, I'm not sure you were in the room when I was telling the other group, but the weather's moderately rough now. The seas are maybe about 10 feet high, and the wind is 15 or 20 miles an hour, and the ship's rolling a lot back and forth. And so both Kate and I took a little seasick medicine today just to be safe. And we're hoping the weather doesn't get too much worse. I think we can work in this weather, but if it got much worse, it might be difficult to put the instruments and the gear in the water. So we'll hope for the best.
Hey, it's Mark. I was curious.
Hi, Mark.
How long are you going to be out there for?
We left last Wednesday, and we're scheduled to get in on Friday. So it's about 10 days all together. So today's Monday. We have maybe three or four more days to go after this. And after, we're putting the mooring in tonight. That's the big project for this cruise. And then we may still have some extra time to go look around and see if we can find another eddy. It's one of those swirling pools of warm water, and put a float right inside one of the eddies. He's sort of a hunting expedition looking for one of these eddies.
Cool. How cold is it out?
How cold? It's about 45 degrees Fahrenheit.
Not bad.
Not bad. It was colder. It was down, the minimum, I'd say, was about 35 degrees Fahrenheit a day or so ago. So, yeah, it's not bad. But it's mittens and hat weather.
Yeah, well, it's nice and sunny and, like, 80 degrees or so.
80 degrees or so.
Oh, no kidding. I don't want to hear that. Sunny and 80.
Good luck, Amy.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, this is a question from Emily again.
Hi.
Okay, Emily.
Hey, what time does it get dark out there?
Actually, you know what? We are still on the same time zone as you are. It gets dark around 6 o'clock. Maybe it gets dark a little earlier here, and the sun rises a little earlier. We haven't changed our clocks at all, although we will tonight, actually. We're going to change our clocks 1 hour to be more close to the time it is in Greenland. So when we get there, we'll be on the same time as Greenland.
Amy, I have a question.
Yep, okay.
What will you do if it gets the weather gets rougher, and you can't deploy the instruments tonight? Would you wait a day?
Yeah, that would probably be the plan. I hope that doesn't happen because the weather's forecast to get, you know, slightly worse and worse and worse. Not really, really bad, but, you know, it's not forecast to get any better for a few days. So, that's one reason we're pushing pretty fast right now to try to get there while the weather is still moderately good. And then hopefully when we get there tonight at 9 o'clock, it'll be good enough to get started and get it over with. But if we can't, we'll just stick around there and kind of wait it out until it gets better.
Anyone have any other questions?
No.
Okay, Mark has another question.
Yeah, Amy.
Go ahead.
Amy, how long is the boat again? You told me last year, but I don't remember.
200 and... Sure. 280 feet. Almost as long as a football field.
Pretty big. How heavy is it?
Pretty big. How heavy is it?
How... Oh, that you'll have to look up on the web. I don't remember. Heavy.
Good answer.
The, it has... And it has about 5 decks, roughly. So Kate is... Her room, where she sleeps, is down below the main deck. And then the main laboratory and the kitchen and the galley and where we eat, that's all on the main deck. And then my cabin is 2 stairways up. And then the bridge, which is where the captain and the other officers steer the boat, that's yet another deck up. That's way up there.
Yes. How tall is it?
It's pretty tall.
How tall is it?
How tall? That's a good question. I don't know the number. I'll look it up and let you know.
All right. Those instruments you put in those...
How tall it is.
How heavy is the...
Yes.
How heavy are they? Like, what are they really made of?
Well, yeah, the floats, which we'll, if we put one in just by itself, they're about maybe 40 pounds, and they're made mainly out of a very heavy steel case, like a steel tube with flat ends. And there's instrumentation inside. They're pretty heavy. I can kind of hold one, but I wouldn't want to hold it for very long. And they're about maybe 4 feet tall.
4 feet tall?
4 feet tall, yeah.
How far down do they go?
They go up and down. The floats go up and down between the surface and 1,000 meters.
Wow.
Do you know how many feet that is about?
About 3,000 plus feet.
3,000 plus feet.
Right?
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
We're probably close to 4,000, I'd bet.
For 3,500, probably.
Yeah, somewhere between, I'd say, 3,000 and 3,500. Somewhere between there.
Yeah, probably.
So that's more than half a mile, right? Because there are 5,280 feet in a mile. So it goes up and down about a half a mile, a little more.
That's interesting. What happens when they wash up on a beach?
Yeah, it's pretty...
What happens when they wash up on a beach?
Well, not much. they probably won't survive. They won't work anymore if that happens. And if they wash up on a beach where there's people, someone will probably find it. And I think there's a phone number written on the side to call if they find it. It might not be worth too much to us at that point, because it would probably be pretty badly damaged if it had washed up on, especially on a rocky beach.
Oh. If I saw one of those, I'd run the other way.
Oh, really?
Well, what was what you described?
Yeah, it's bright yellow.
They might look like something dangerous.
Yeah, no, that's true. They would look a little suspicious. Yeah.
Especially in today's day and age.
They're painted bright yellow.
So, does anyone have any final questions before we say goodbye?
Nope.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, Kate.
Would you guys like...
Oh, okay, I'm going to... I'll say goodbye here, and then I'll pass the phone to Kate so she can say goodbye.
Okay, thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye,
Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Here, hold on for Kate.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Thank you for your questions, and have a good afternoon.
You too.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Kate.
Bye.